Hi, I'm Darren Lachelle.
And I'm Sophia Englund.
Welcome to this week's edition of North Bay Bountiful Radio, a service of KRCB Radio 91.
North Bay Bountiful explores the food we eat and where it comes from, as well as the environment and sustainability.
Coming up, we'll highlight the week's events.
And get a crash course on modern-day food foragers in the Bay Area.
Then our sustainable moment will discuss the transformation of heavy water-use landscapes to water-efficient native plantings.
This week on the North Bay Bountiful Radio Calendar, Daily Axe presents the annual model site workday on rain tanks at the Kavanaugh Center Food Forest on December 12th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Rainwater and greywater expert Cagney Pisetsky will explain installation and repair at this free event, 426 8th Street in Petaluma.
The Sebastopol Certified Farmers Market will be held this Sunday, December 13th from 10 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. at the Sebastopol Town Center, Weeks Way and Petaluma Street. And for a weekday farmers market excursion, visit the Sonoma Valley Certified Farmers Market on Friday mornings from 9 a.m. until 12:30, located at Arnold Field near the Springs on First Street West. More information on all the farmers markets in the North Bay region can be found on our website at northbaybountiful.org.
And finally, on this week's calendar, tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., the Laguna Environmental Center holds an open house where you can learn about the Laguna de Santa Rosa by taking a guided tour of Stone Farm. Enjoy hands-on activities and bird watching at this free event located at 900 Sanford Road in Santa Rosa.
On this week's Crash Course, Anthony Garcia explains edible plant food foraging with a little help from our friends at the Lexicon of Sustainability and Forage SF.
As food consumers, we are always searching for richer and more flavorful natural foods. From apples to beef, we search to enhance the taste and nature of our foods through human influence. Today, we find our dietary experience even more complex as food is transported throughout the world, genetically altered, and treated with chemicals. It used to be much more simple when we found our food through foraging. Iso Rabins, founder of Forage SF, tells us what we can expect to find in nature.
We are in a park in San Francisco. Wherever you go, most of the plants you see are edible. And what I really like about foraging is the way that kind of changes your relationship with your environment. Like once you walk here and you realize like this is miner's lettuce and like that's nasturtium and you can eat all these things, it really changes the way you look at it.
So how can we forage for food in our modern Bay Area? We have an abundance of local delectables right under our feet. Forage SF provides experiences in Marin and Sonoma to forage for your own found foods, and also owns The Wild Kitchen in Sausalito, offering dishes with locally foraged ingredients. Tyler Gray details the difference you get with foraged foods.
Some of the boldest flavors and most unique products that I've ever tasted in my life are found exclusively in the wild. You can't cultivate them. And that for me is special. It's special because it's honest and true.
To find out more information or sign up for classes, log on to foragesf.com and also check out feralkevin.com. For North Bay Bountiful Radio, I'm Anthony Garcia.
We end today with a sustainable moment focusing on small daily acts that have a cumulative impact. Daily Axe is a Petaluma-based nonprofit organization with a mission to bring sustainable landscapes to public and private spaces in the North Bay. They do this by growing and strengthening a volunteer network and spreading the skills, models, and policies to significantly reduce resource use while increasing community resilience.
In place of water-guzzling and chemical-intensive lawns, they plant edible landscapes, at the same time growing skills and community. They disconnect downspouts and reconnect rainfall to the watershed. These practices reduce toxic runoff and increase the quality and amount of water in our aquifers.
Daily Axe has connected thousands of citizens and leaders to sustainable solutions and to each other. Their efforts help us harvest the rain and reuse our water, retrofit our homes, and remake our lives. And every day, they help reclaim our future one drop of water at a time.
North Bay Bountiful Radio is made possible in part by the Sonoma Agricultural Preservation and Open Space District.
And by Petaluma Poultry, offering Rocky the free-range chicken and Rosie the original organic chicken.
Visit northbaybountiful.org for more information, updates, and video. I'm Sophia Englund.
And I'm Darren Lachelle. For North Bay Bountiful Radio, cultivate, celebrate, connect.